I stand on my
feet,
and one of those would be a
foot.
Okay, and this is my
stomach.
And if you were sick, for example, if you were a little nauseated, you'd say, I'm sick something.
At my stomach.
Okay. And the opposite of weak.
Strong.
Okay. Now, are there any other terms you might use to describe someone who's strong?
You haven't left yet, huh?
Yes, I went and forgot. Mary was supposed to leave me a dinner in here and I forgot.
Uh-oh. Hello. What was that one?
Another word for strong.
Robust.
Okay. And I'm having a hard time talking and my voice is...
Harsh.
Okay. And pain in your joints is called...
Arthritis, usually.
This bursts. You have
appendix.
Okay. Yes.
And let's see.
You
say that word though.
Appendicitis.
Okay. And another, I guess.
Lost an uncle from appendicitis. That burst on him. Long time ago. Almost lost a grandson that did. He went along with that. Appendicitis for 2 years before they were diagnosed with this appendicitis. It just about burst on him. In fact, it did while I was operating on him. And he had to go back to hospital.
There was a disease, I guess, bigger problem than it is now, big problem around World War I time. It was called...
Spanish flu. Influenza. Diphtheria. Oh, yeah, I lost two cousins with diphtheria. It's kind of like a sore throat, only it forms a curtain over your back of your mouth, a gray curtain, and it cuts off your breathing and you die. Can't cure it.
Now, can you think of any other types of diseases that were a real problem here?
Typhoid. Lost one cousin with typhoid. And whooping cough. Polio, especially. Before they got the vaccine, and then before that, spinal meningitis, that used to cripple a lot of people. I think it was polio, but they didn't call it polio back in those days.
And let's see, if I were to cut my arm deeply, they'd call that an open
wound.
Okay. And another word for sickly?
Well, sickly, frail. Hard of hearing or deaf.
I'd like you to tell me a little about the average day's work you did when you were working for the railroad.
It was under union then, 8 hours. It used to be 16 hours. And even in my craft, it was 12 hours. I was an agent. We worked 12 hours a day. Oh, I come down here and play cards, read a lot, and I was going to go fishing a lot, but I don't. And sure would. Oh, just any place. I got a little creek running through my farm. I got a little ranch, or did have. I would give it to my kids over there at Bridger. And it's a little creek, not as wide as from here to the wall to you. And that's full of fish, white fish especially. Quite a few trout in it. And I go there and go to Flaming Gorge and go up to Utah. And
now, do you have a boat?
No, I don't. My brother has a nice one.
Fish off the shore?
Yeah. I used to ice fish. When that Flaming Gorge first opened, oh, it was fabulous. And you go out there and